werde die kommende, das nächste Panel auf Deutsch.
The next panel is going to be in German, so you'll need to have a headphones.
Listen to the translation outside. I would like to wait before this has taken place.
We've got one panel which will be in German, the first panel today. As you can hear, the simultaneous interpretation into English. And there's a slight change in the order of the programme. As Mark Terkosidis' train is delayed, we're going to start with Monica Matters. Then Gregor Habusch will talk to us. And after that, as the third speaker on this panel, we'll hear from Mark Terkosidis. So the order has changed a little. Nonetheless, I'd like to briefly introduce all three in a brief introductory round, and then we'll hear their lectures. And after that, at the very end, we'll have a Q&A session to look at all of the questions that arise. The title of the panel is Childhood and Education, Experimentalized.
Experimentalized, this.
The concept of experiment is one which anyway plays an enormous role in this project, and on this panel in particular, it's at the focus of many considerations. There'll be a focus on school reform, educational reform, particularly in secondary schools in West Germany in the 1960s and 70s. There's comprehensive schools, all-day schools, and school forms that also made it necessary to have new kinds of architecture. And then we'll hear about learning and playing outside the framework of schools. Mark Terkosidis will talk about playgrounds and playground architecture and scope to make these playgrounds something which constitute an empowering environment. I'd like first of all, however, to introduce Monica Matters. She's a researcher in the field of education. She works at the DIPF, Leibniz Institute for Research Information in Education, and she works there in its research library for the history of education. I invited Monica Matters to participate because I was very impressed by her dissertation. No, it wasn't her dissertation, but a work that she did, a monograph that she wrote, a very important one, on all day schools as an object of political debate in West Germany in the 50s and 60s as part of the debate on educational policy. And that's also part of the multidisciplinary thrust of this project. She's going to talk not so much from the perspective of architecture, but rather from the perspective of educational history and research into education. We'll be hearing after that from Gregor Habusch, who's a historian of architecture. Over the last few years, he's focused in particular on Ludwig Leo. He's currently senior editor for the online platform Baunetz. That's the online version of the journal Bauwelt, which is a key architectural journal in Germany. It's very important for our research as well. It's a very significant archive. And that's particularly true when it comes to reconstructing the history of construction and architecture in this realm. Gregor Habusch is going to talk about Ludwig Leo and the Laborschule, the laboratory school in Bielefeld, and about the French secondary school, the Französisches Gymnasium, which is here in Berlin. I worked with him in Utrecht in the context of the learning laboratories. He produced a project there on the basis of the archive, which is held at the Academy of the Arts on Ludwig Leo. And in our forthcoming exhibition, he'll also be making a contribution relating to architecture by Ludwig Leo. Mark Terkesidis has done research on racism as a historian of racism. However, he also addresses the discourse pertaining to interculturality, anti-racism, migration, and also with discursions into other areas as well. I've worked a great deal with Mark Terkesidis in the past. We've written books together. I knew that he was particularly interested in playground architecture and had already been working on this, so I persuaded him to produce a lecture for us and make a contribution to the exhibition on playground architecture. Of course, I could cite just one publication because it's really just hot off the press. Wessen Erinnerung said, whose memories count? And the subtitle of it is Colonial Memory and Racism Today. And that was published in 2019. So perhaps I should leave it at that. You can read in the programme in more detail about the speakers. And I would like to ask Monica Mathis to break the ice and present her lecture to us. Go ahead, please.